WJTL bringing Linga Brewster, Our God, the Christmas version. Rick Kua celebrating a birthday today. We celebrated with his song from 1985 when he was considerably younger. You're My Road. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you at 7:04.
And I have a question for you. I'd like to know if you financially supported us here at JTL this year. Well, here's your chance to invest in something that you believe in. WJTL raises a significant portion of our support during this very last month of the year, and well, we simply just need you. And I invite you right now to send your donation, WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA 17545. You can even hop online and make a donation there, WJTL.com. And thank you very much.
This morning, our very special guest from Gifts That Give Hope, our friend Jen Knepper. Good morning to you, Jen.
Good morning, Fred.
So wonderful to have you on the radio. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
Shout out to my husband, Chad, who is actually just leaving, but so he probably didn't hear me, but and my boys, my three boys, Luke, Liam, and Levi, who I think are still sleeping. So,
well, before we talk about Gifts That Give Hope, I just want to I want our audience to know Jen is an overnight nurse. She is a frontline worker. Mm-hmm. She's a great nurse all the time, but I'm sure right now these COVID times are tough times on you, Jen. So we just want to thank you for being a frontline worker,
sure,
for all you do to serve. Thank you for that.
Sure. No problem.
This year, Gifts That Give Hope looks a little bit different. It's going virtual. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we decided a while ago to have things virtual because, you know, we thought things might be canceled in this time of year. So we're having it virtual, where it's very similar to when people shop online on our website. So you can still purchase a gift that goes to help 30 nonprofit organizations that are part of the fair. We're just not having a live event. So you can go to our website on Saturday, December 5th, and purchase your gifts there. And then we will mail the alternative gifts out to you next week sometime.
Who are some of the nonprofits that we can support through Gifts That Give Hope this year, Jen?
Oh, we have a lot of great ones, all doing such important work, especially during the pandemic, like Meals on Wheels. Think about the people that were already isolated or shut in prior to the pandemic. And so we think about Meals on Wheels delivering food to people. We have North Star Initiative, Aaron's Acres, Music for Everybody, or Music for Everyone, SWAN, which also provides music education for children who have a parent in prison. We have World Bicycle Relief. So we have a great variety. And so I think you can find something for everyone on your shopping list.
And I know Lisa is going to miss being out there live with you this year, but you guys are going to be live with her on the radio, right?
Yes, yes. We still have Kids Cookie Break part of the fair. So, yeah, everybody's doing what they can to accommodate during the pandemic. So we're together in spirit.
Yeah, amen. Gifts That Give Hope, Lancaster's Alternative Gift Fair, is this Saturday. It's 10 a.m. to 4. You can find out more, giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. There's where you could purchase your Christmas gifts. The cards will get mailed out. So like in the past, if you wanted to support one of these organizations Jen talked about in the name of a family member, a loved one, a friend, this is a way you can do it. They are going virtual, but it's virtually the same. How do you like that, Jen?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So go, once again, giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. Is there anything else we could talk about now, Jen, before we go to news and weather?
No, I would just encourage people, you know, if you're not able to talk to the nonprofits, but you can, we have a link on our website where you can learn more about them, and certainly check them out on social media to learn more about, you know, the causes that may be important to you or to the people in your life that you're purchasing gifts for. So,
yeah, definitely. Giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. Coming up, we'll talk more with Jen Moore. So we ask you to stick around. Josh Baldwin and Vertical.